All the illustrations were, here's a small object that has a big impact. But with the bridle, you have a small impact, a small object that has a big impact, and you would say that big impact is under control. And so the same with the helm. It's being, you know, wherever the governor there is mentioned that he would list it, wherever he wants to go, he's in control of where that direction is going. But when it comes to a fire, you're not in control. A wildfire that begins to, and that's the aspect of what, that's the exact type of thing that they describe. It says it's out, it got out of control. They cannot stop it. And so the consequences of our speech are beyond what we can control. There's an element when we use our tongues in a wicked way, in a fashion that's against the Lord, you know, we can't, the impact that that can have. It's interesting that the Bible does describe our tongues as a fire. We can turn over to Psalm 120. Psalm 120. Oops. If I can get there. He describes this as just a reference here that says that the tongue, he says, what shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue, sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper? Probably an aspect here of siege weaponry or something along this line of shooting an arrow that's going to carry something to go in and destroy. And we can send our words like arrows. And I'm kind of doing part of that study as I'm going through and I'm categorizing. I figured out one of the categories that we have to categorize tongues are the instruments of death. That's the way it describes it. It talks about tongues as being poison of asps, like a snake. It talks about them being like a sword or being like an arrow that is being sent. And so this type of idea, and then there's also another reference here in Proverbs 16. So you're close enough, we might as well just turn over and look at this. Proverbs 16, verse 27. Says Proverbs 16:27, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. It's interesting that fire can often be described in a lot of ways of our emotions as well. That there's someone stirred up and they're inflamed and their passions are inflamed. And we can go what we might call scorched earth, where you've lost control. And now you are just speaking your mind. What you wouldn't have said if you'd had it under control, but now you're just letting it have it. And you're just saying everything that blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it's, well, sometimes the stuff you've thought about and thought about and thought about, now it's just all coming out. Sometimes it's just like, quick, grab whatever comes to mind. Now, lob that hand grenade. Did that cause enough conflict? Did that mess them up? And we're trying to ultimately get something that we want out of the situation. And we do a lot of damage with our words and our tongue. You know, the Bible says here that this aspect of our tongue is really, it's just amazing. Let's go down the rabbit hole and find out what's going on here in verse 6. He says, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. In this aspect, every time the word world is used in James, it's talking about the world system that's against God. So it's possible that what he means by this is that it's, you say, man, this is the world, this is like the totality, or this is all, you know, it kind of becomes like a synonym for something that's big. He means the world to me. He means everything to me, something along those lines. So that could be the idea here. Or it could be very concretely the idea of this whole world system that is characterized by iniquity is driven by, it can be summarized within the context of this idea of the tongue. And part of why I think that probably is what's going on, because he's going to describe this aspect of the tongue is among our members, that it defileth the whole body. This aspect of our tongue. Now, what's interesting here is, go back to chapter 1, verse 27. He says, James 1, 27, pure religion and undefiled before God is this. Two things, to visit the fatherless and widows, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So the same word world is used, and the same word for defilement is used. You need to keep yourself unspotted from this wicked world system, and unspotted, that's what will defile you, and that's what is paralleled here with being a true religion. Now he's going to say, this member, if you go down this pathway of your tongue so that it's like a fire, that is exactly what is the heart, what's the driver of the entire wicked world system. And it defiles the entire body. And so the exact opposite of what God is trying to do in our lives is the end result. And then he goes on to say, it setteth on fire the course of nature. So you see, it's keeping on this metaphor of the fire. The course of nature has the idea of a course is like a circular track. It's kind of like a cycle. I mean, there's an element of, we're not sure exactly what he means by this, whether it be the ups and downs of the circle aspect of our lives, the idea of generation to generation. But the point here is this, it seems kind of along the lines of all the conflict that just keeps coming back around and around and around. The problems of this world that we see generation after generation is coming through this aspect of the tongue. And then he says, let me give you the scoop on why this is happening. The fire comes from hell. The source of the flame that is coming out of my mouth and my life is coming directly from the abyss. From Gehenna is the word that's used here. The place of where they would burn the trash and the garbage, and it became the place where they would burn their children in the fire. And it became an aspect of that constant smoldering and simmering down in the valley, of it just always fire consuming, a place of defilement, a place became what Jesus used as the word to describe hell. This is talking about demonic, satanic. He wants to defile us. And the whole purpose of doing that the whole avenue by which he's going to do that is through our tongue. Let's turn over to Matthew 15:11. Matthew 15:11. I think this is going to just shine a little bit of light as we come to this to conclusion here. Matthew 15:11. Jesus tells them, it says, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the man, this defileth him. He goes on here and says in verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, all these things which defile a man. Now, ultimately, it's very fascinating to watch how your tongue exposes your heart. And when what's coming out is having the damage of satanic fire around us, that lets us know that our problem is not just with the tongue, but it goes way deep down into our hearts. And we've got a problem. We've got a big problem that says, God, I need you to control and change my heart so that it's not just about biting my tongue and not saying those mean things. It's about having a change within, that I have a different thought process, a different love for the Lord, that doesn't make me want to use my tongue for the evil purposes that it can be. And we're going to examine those evil purposes. What is Satan trying to do to get us? You think about all the wickedness that's going on in this world. Everybody is using their tongue to accomplish those things. And it's a very, very interesting aspect here that should cause us to say, oh boy. What I think this passage is meant to do in our hearts is to say, this is not a little deal. The words that I choose, I literally have to ask God to set a watch over my mouth. Bar the gates of my lips so that I do not use this tongue for selfish purposes to get what I want. And because I'm just like I'm striking a match. And I really don't know what the end result is going to be. But it can have great, great damaging effects. And it really is the plan of Satan. He's always trying to goad us to use our tongues to start the fires that are going to burn and destroy our lives. And may God help us to take this warning and to seek His grace and His help on a daily basis. All right, well, we'll come back.